Palestinian Authority are going to present their demand. They want $2.8 billion, which they say is necessary, to rebuild Gaza after Israel's three-week war there in January. It seems clear that a lot of money will be pledged for the future of Gaza, but the problem is that Israel is maintaining its blockade of the Gaza Strip, which means however much money is pledged, it's still impossible at this stage to send into Gaza the sorts of materials that will be needed to rebuild people's homes and businesses. Things like concrete, glass, metal are all excluded at the moment. None of that can go in. So however much money is pledged at this reconstruction conference, not a lot is going to change on the ground in Gaza until these crossings are opened.
Now, you're in Gaza as we speak, Rory. What do people there think about this conference?
Well, I think everyone wants to see an improvement in their lives. The situation in Gaza at the moment is very bleak. About 30,000 homes were either partially or completely destroyed during the war. And the situation for some people is really very dire. I don't think, however, that people are particularly confident that a lot is going to change. I think they're grateful that major, high-level international diplomats are now paying Gaza attention. For example, Tony Blair, the Middle East envoy, came to Gaza on Sunday. That was his first visit as Middle East envoy. Douglas Alexander, the British International Development Secretary, also came. That was the first time a British government minister has visited Gaza since Hamas took control of the Strip in 2007. So I think people are sort of optimistic because of these visits, but they're still waiting to see some change on the ground.
Now, the World Bank says it'll help channel some of these funds to the Palestinian Authority and to independent groups, but not to Hamas.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the whole problem here is that the international community is ready and willing to give money, but extremely concerned to make sure that money does not go through Hamas, and does not strengthen Hamas, and does not in any way legitimize Hamas. And this is, at the heart of the problem. The Palestinian Authority is based in Ramallah, largely dominated by Fatah, the political faction that's a rival to Hamas. They say that on behalf of the Palestinian people and the future of a Palestinian nation, this money is needed for reconstruction. But it's quite clear that so far Hamas will be excluded unless at some stage Hamas and Fatah, the two main Palestinian political factions, can come together and forge some kind of agreement and produce some kind of unity government. They're working on that at the moment, but they've been working on it for a couple of years now, and it still seems to me at least a long way off.
Hillary Clinton is attending the Donors Summit. It's her first visit to the Middle East in her new role as the US Secretary of State. She's also going to be meeting Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister designate. What's on their agenda?
It's quite a sensitive time in Israel at the moment because although Mr. Netanyahu has been chosen to try and form a governing coalition, he's not yet Prime Minister and he hasn't yet got his coalition together. But I think that Mrs. Clinton will be pushing him to stick to the commitments that have already been made in the past and to pursue a two-state solution with the Palestinians. Netanyahu himself has stopped short of talking about a two-state solution. The leader of the right-wing Likud party, they're quite supportive of the Jewish settlement enterprise in the occupied West Bank. And I think he will have his own interests that he will want to protect. I think he is going to talk in particular about Iran. He's very concerned about Iran's nuclear ambitions. And for him, that is the priority.